Now, the Public Square. At this time each week, AM 580 lets you speak. The Public Square is your chance to comment on whatever you'd like, to respond to others' comments, and to be a catalyst for an open discussion. David Green is an active member of AWARE, the anti-war, anti-racism effort. He is also an active advocate for the end of American support for Israel's occupation of Palestine. He is a clerical worker at the University of Illinois.
According to the Chicago Tribune of September 9th, 39 of the more than 1,000 U.S. soldiers killed in Iraq have been from Illinois. According to the website costofwar.com, Illinois taxpayers have paid over $7 billion of the nearly $130 billion that has been spent on this war. As local men and women continue to be enlisted in our government's so-called war on terrorism, it is vital to place the events of 9/11 and subsequent invasions in the historical context of American global ambitions. But when it comes to Vietnam, the debate in the media, including NPR, seems to be either about Kerry and Bush's military records or about whether Vietnam is relevant at all in the post-9/11 world. There are individual heroes, criminals, cowards, evaders, and conscientious resistors on both sides in any war. But both Vietnam and 9/11, as well as our current predicament in Iraq, must be understood in the context of the violent and self-aggrandizing history of U.S. foreign policy. This history broadly includes U.S. relations with Latin America, Asia, and Africa. But at the very least, we must consider U.S. policies in the Middle East since World War II that have treated the people of this region as pawns in the service of American corporate interests. These interests translate into control over the region's oil resources. Uncensored and unflattering historical perspectives, including our support for repressive regimes in Israel and Saudi Arabia, are vital for an understanding of the continuities of U.S. foreign policy and the aggressive actions by leaders of both major political parties that until 9/11 had not provoked an action on our mainland. Apart from controversy regarding Kerry's war record and Bush's lack of one, both candidates share a dangerous historical myopia. Bush's recent actions have repeated the deceptions and illegality of the Vietnam War in Iraq. Meanwhile, Kerry writes, quote, "It's time to recognize Vietnam as an exception, not a ruling example, of the U.S. military engagements of the 20th century," end quote. But I would suggest that Vietnam must be understood as an egregious example of the rule that the U.S. is willing to use force against any country whose popular aspirations threaten the interests and profits of U.S.-centered global corporate capitalism, regardless of the human cost. Since World War II, this rule has been applied with devastating results in Iran, Guatemala, the Congo, Indonesia, Chile, Angola, Nicaragua, and elsewhere ad nauseum. In order to avoid another 9/11, we must critically examine the continuities of our history and then fundamentally change coercive and destructive U.S. foreign policies. It is the view of the anti-war, anti-racism effort that continued denial of our violently interventionist past and present only makes future 9/11s more likely. Our imperial actions do have consequences.
Opinions expressed on the Public Square reflect those of the speaker. To submit a commentary, call the Public Square information line at 217-244-5074 or get complete information from our website, will.uiuc.edu. The Public Square is presented in the public interest by WILL, Urbana.